you've made millions of dollars. I see the two comic club awards on there. You've made millions of dollars doing this, and you haven't ran any ads.
Yeah.
Dude,
you're right.
it's amazing.
Thanks.
Unlock the secret sauce of millionaire entrepreneurs. This is your exclusive VIP pass to the hidden world of the ultra successful business owners. I'm Chad Kaderi, CEO of DashClicks, and welcome to Behind the Revenue. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Behind the Revenue. For today, we have Mr. Franco Urbaez himself. Now, I've known Franco for quite a couple of years now. It's been at least 5 years that I've seen you kind of transform your journey. I see all your awards in the back, right? So just for some context, tell us a little bit about kind of who you are and what you do.
MMA course and all that stuff. So it was cool because I got shouted out by him, and that's kind of where things kind of took off for me because I started to make some sales, and you know, he was really pitching the thing, and then a whole bunch of agency owners started to reach out to me and was like, dude, what
are you
doing?
A good case study for him.
I was a good case study for him. Exactly. Yeah. and then a whole bunch of agency owners started to reach out to me and stuff like that. And then I fully transitioned over into business coaching around 2019, working specifically with marketing agencies. And then from there, that kind of evolved into other business coaches and consultants as well. And then we developed a very, very cool client acquisition strategy that, you know, had just been pretty much organic on Facebook primarily, and started teaching other people that, automated it using our software that we developed over the years. And then, and that's where we're at today. So it kind of gets us caught up to speed. So I'm doing business coach and also run the software side of things as well, using the same strategies that we started off back in 2017 to 19.
Nice, man. And how big is your team right now? And if you don't mind just breaking down, like, what is it that, you know,
I'm going to be embarrassed if you ask me that, to be honest with you, because I should know the actual number, but I want to say 13 or 14, 13 and 14 team members currently.
Yeah, that's fine. And what, yeah. what is like those 13, 14 people, what are they doing for you? Is it customer support? Is it other coaches? Is it
developers? Great question. So yeah, so we break this down. So I've got, so we have our proprietary software. It's not white labeled, right? So we have an in-house development team. That's Pepper. Yeah. Pepper. So we have two. In-house development team members, and then we have one specific customer support that deals with all of our subscribers, like support tickets, things like that. So we have one person there. We've got a fractional CFO that takes care of pretty much all the books and payroll and taxes, all that stuff on both sides of the business, the coaching and the software side. Then I'm thinking of my admin people. Then I got my executive assistant. She pretty much is the glue that holds this whole thing together. And she's like our events manager as well. So we'll do events. We're going on a cruise in April with our clients, which is great, which is really, really awesome. So she's like our events manager, and she does everything else that someone that doesn't have a role in the business still, you know, task needing done. Yep. And then we have an in-house graphic designer and video editor as well that takes care of all of our branding. And I just got so lucky with this guy, man. Like, everyone that I meet with and speak to says, yo, your branding is so on point. It's like because of this one guy, dude. He's epic. And my standard of excellence. You know what I mean? Just like, dude.
You're I'm OCD, not right? We all, us as entrepreneurs, we all have OCD, especially.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. So that paired with somebody really good is like epic. And then we hire coaches as well and different things like as that. And then appointment setters and closers as well.
All right. So you have a couple different parts of your business, primarily split up in between the software Pepper, which for those of you, just to add some context, if it still does the same thing, let me know. It's basically kind of like a Facebook organic DM platform where it automates your DMs, little mini like CRM where you can basically manage all your messaging and all that good stuff, right?
100%. That you hit the nail on the head, exactly. And we got new features coming out and different things like that, but yeah.
We're going to talk about that too a little bit later on, and then you have your coaching side, which essentially you're coaching marketing agencies, helping them scale up.
Yeah, and not just marketing agency, business coaches and consultants as well, right? So
business coaches and consultants. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a nice little spin. So how many for one Pepper? Let's talk about the software really quick. I'm in the software space. It seems like I've been interviewing a lot of. It's funny because I say this like almost on every podcast, and it's like becoming serious. Like, I think almost every single person that I've interviewed so far was an agency owner turned into software creator, which is so funny.
You know what
coach, but softwares. How did it happen to you? Usually, in what I'm seeing, and tell me if I'm right or wrong, and it happened to me at DashClix, is you're trying to solve your own problem. Hey, real quick, if you're a marketing agency or a B2B service or software provider, DashClix offers white label fulfillment services and software to businesses just like yourself. Go ahead and create your free DashClix account. I went ahead and left a link in the show notes, or you could just go to DashClix.com. You solve a problem that
I got lucky space. With that for sure. Yeah. Because they say the best products are the result of actually solving a real problem you experience, right? Not just in it for the money. In fact, you know, when we actually launched Pepper, I didn't build Pepper for like as a product for the market. You know what I mean? Like I had a competitive advantage over the entire marketplace that I leveraged for like 6 months. And then what happened was back at the end of 2019, started 2020, the world shut down with COVID, right? And so everyone, like sales dried up so much, right? Like no one in the world knew what was going on. And I was selling this high ticket coaching or, you know, coaching and agency services as well at the time. And everybody was holding their money closer to their chest, right? So Pepper actually saved us, right? Because we launched Pepper and it was our low ticket offer. And it was like, you know, you don't have to like now in with COVID and everything like that you can save your ad spend. You can do this. We can start, you know what I mean? And so I launched Pepper at that right time and then just blew up from there. You know what I mean? So like it was a saving grace for us, you know, in that moment.
What are the price points that you have in Pepper? Like just without going too much into detail of like,
yeah, it's a 3-tier model depending on the features, right? But it goes from $97 a month to $249 a month. So 97, 149, and 249 a month, depending on the features that you have.
Nice. And how many users are you guys servicing right now in Pepper?
Yeah, in Pepper, hundreds, I'd say. I don't know the exact number, but we have hundreds and we've had thousands over the life of, you know, Pepper since its existence. Awesome, like over 5,000 something users and everything like that, right? But what ends up happening is that people that come in with Pepper end up upselling into our limitless programs, right? So,
and that's
programs,
right?
And that's the coaching program. And so what we found, right? Like, you know, with Pepper, and I'll just be honest with you, right? Like one of the, we had a churn issue, right? And we finally realized what the problem with the churn issue was, but a little bit too late in the game. The problem was I was like, dude, I'm doing everything. The product is amazing. Like what is going on? But then you realize that it's not a convenience based software. It's a results based software. And so people come into Pepper because they think that Pepper means clients and it doesn't. Pepper means leads, but for every client acquisition system, there's always two components. It's lead flow, high quality lead flow, and that's what Pepper gives you. But you have to take those leads, you have to put them through an effective sales process so they actually become clients on the back end.
That's where the coaching came in.
And that's where the coaching comes in. And we didn't solve that until, you know, too late in the game, right? But that's the coaching aspect of it now. But people came in with Pepper and then they would sign up for a 14-day free trial. They'd be having all these conversations, not book calls and not close any deals. And they're like, okay, well, this sucks. This didn't work, right? But then you have to actually develop the skill set inside of Messenger to actually communicate with a prospect to get them to agree to jump on a sales call with you. And then you got to be able to close a deal. So then you need to offer all these different things. It's like running Facebook ads. And imagine you never made any money with your Facebook ads because your webinar sucked or because your funnel, your application funnel sucked or your creative sucked, right? You're not going to be running ads for long. Right?
Yep.
So you have to be able to crack that code and develop the skill sets that you need so that you actually get the outcome. And that's where I was like, what is going on? Right? So that was the issue. And that's where we ended up like, because at first, at one point, I felt like I was running two businesses because I had the coaching side and then I had this software and so many other people beyond agency owners and beyond coaches could actually use the software. Right? And then, but I was coaching over here. So I felt like I was running two businesses. And then we finally, you know, paired the two. It's just, okay, cool. We have our mid-tier coaching program now that people, 80% of the people that are in that program are using Pepper. And then we're training them up on the entire sales process so that they actually get the outcome that they wanted to when they joined with Pepper. Right? Does that make sense?
So they'll come into Pepper. Oh, yeah. So they'll come into Pepper and then your upsell into your, you said it was a mid-tier coaching program.
Yeah.
How much is that? Just what's the price point on that?
12K. So the way that we sell it, it's $5,000 to get started, $500 a month, 12-month commitment. And if you do the math, it comes out to $10,500, but that's our best offer that we give them. But if they go through any of our funding platforms that we offer, you know, we have like in-house financing for them, then it'll be $12K.
That's actually a topic that I want to go into. And I've been, so throughout all these podcasts that are doing, I'm meticulously asking questions that I want to learn more about. And I actually find that the questions that I ask are a lot of times questions that other people are super interested in. So the podcast,
yeah, really, I find the same thing. You're right. Yeah. Right.
So here's my question to you, because I've tried, we have a coaching program for agencies as well called Dash Elite. Mm-hmm. I've tried using the finance companies. I forgot there was one that like everyone was using. I forgot the name of it. This was like maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. We tried. And basically what would happen is we would get somebody that was interested in our product or service. And then, you know, you get to the end of the call where they're like, okay, this is cool. I want to sign up, but I don't have any money. Right. So then, okay, what are the options? We can either do like a monthly fee, where our program was 6K, right? So we can do 6K. We split it up into 12 payments, $500 a month. Some people are like, yeah, I still don't want to do that. For some reason, I still don't have money to do that. We're like, okay, well, there's other options. Right. And we used to send them to a funding company. The problem that I found with the funding company was the funding company would literally take sometimes like a week or two just to go through all of the things that they needed to go through on their end, I guess, the paperwork and all that stuff, right? And then even when they did fund, it would also take another couple of days until the payment actually hit our account. So you're talking about the process of it being like 2, maybe 3 weeks to go through the whole process. And what we found is a lot of times during that process, people would just get cold feet and back out. It was just too much for them, right? So how are you positioning this, and how is this working for you? Like, are a lot of people going through the funding? Is it working? Are you doing something secret?
Oh, it's definitely working. I think everything you said is true, that we've experienced as well. Some are better because we've gone through different funding options as well. Some are better than others. But the way that I think I justify it in my brain, like about that whole thing, because the one that we use right now, like they'll actually have to book an appointment with the funding company so that options are presented. And I was always hesitant to do that as well, because what if that guy messes up my deal? You know what I mean? Right. Yeah. Like, I don't know who they're going to meet with or whatever the case is. Right. But the way that I justified it in my mind is that if I couldn't close this person, if they truly didn't have the money, that's a lost sale anyway. So if I get something that trickles through from the funding, you know, whether it's a week or 2 weeks, and ours doesn't take that long. Ours is
It also has a qualification thing too, because they need to be qualified. They need to make a certain amount of money. They need to show income.
Not necessarily. Like not necessarily. I'm actually like, we got like, that was the thing, right? So it's like,
what's a funding company that you're using? It might be the one that we used.
Yeah. So right now I'm currently using Ease Consulting, but
that's
also
what we were using.
Yeah. But something has changed with them, right? Something's changed with them.
Because we used them like 3 years ago. Like everyone was using them.
They now have like a guaranteed approval program. Right. So they've
got
me
through how that works. Resell me into this, because I might want to start using them again.
Yeah, they got their main program. And so you have to have a specific tier, specific credit, specific income level, income verification, all these different things. And you get the best terms if you're on that main program. But there's a lot of times where people don't qualify for that because of either low income, where they have no credit or low credit or whatever the case is. It's under
75% of our deals. Probably more than that were in that bracket. They used to just deny them.
Exactly. And now they don't. Now they have guaranteed approval. Okay. And so with the guaranteed,
what does that mean?
Yeah. With the guaranteed approval program, I think you have to, it's up to a certain amount, and you have to be, as a company, qualified to be able to offer this. Right. And they do their whole vetting and everything like that. Right. But let's say you pass that, then they'll give you a certain amount that, and for us, in our case, it's whatever the program price that you did. So for me, I think the total amount maximum would be 17K is what it comes down to. Don't quote me on that, but for us, we're at 12K only because that's our program price, right? So what ends up happening is that if somebody has no credit at all and no income, then you get a smaller percentage. So depending on their tier level, you get a smaller percentage of the outcome, right? Of whatever the total amount is. So you'll eventually recoup all of it, right? But as a cash advance, you'll only get maybe 50%, let's say, of the money. So if somebody finances and they're going through the guaranteed approval program, they'll finance for 12, I get paid 6, right? And the only reason I get paid six is only because it's just a low, they're taking a lot of risk on this guy, right? And so if they pay, exactly. If they pay the first, I think it's 2 months or 3 months, their actual monthly payment, then it goes to no recourse. So which means that, which it's not that you get the whole thing. It means that if they charge back a refund or dispute or whatever the case is, that has nothing to do with you anymore, right? So you, they won't ask for their money back or something like that, right? So all they have to do is pay the first month's payment and then the second month's payment. If they get the second month's payment, then it's no recourse to you. But the way that it works is that they would have to get paid back up to a certain percentage, right? In order of the cash advance that they gave you. So based off of the monthly payments, right? Let's say that their monthly payment is 600 bucks. They paid me $6,000, right? Cash advance. So they, I would have to wait 10 months before I start, you know, recouping the extra $6,000 that I'm owed or whatever the case is, minus their actual, you know what I mean? So they'll give you cash
with a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. It's a good deal because then I tell them like on the sales call, on the sales script, we end up saying like, and this is after, so that's, this is always last resort.
The yeah, last resort.
And I even go beyond, like even before I go to Ease, I go to PayPal credit, right?
Really?
So, yeah. So it's like, you know, I really want to get them to come in either by just giving me cash, their own credit card, collecting the money right then and there, or going to PayPal credit, getting an instant approval right here on the call before I will transfer them to something. It's only if the only reason is that they honestly do not have the money, because now they don't have to put a deposit. It's just the, you know, $300 to $640 a month.
Depending. I want to understand. I want to break it down a little more because this is actually something that interests me. Your program, let's say, is $12,000. So you get them, they're interested. At the end of the call, you're presenting payment options. You're saying that the first payment option you're presenting is a one pay option, which is probably just $12,000 up front.
No, with the way that I, they never even heard. And this is a new change that we made because, and this is a big, you know, like maybe you will get some value from this or your audience or something like that. But this is a big change that I made that I was like, dude, one sentence changed everything for us. The way that we sold it, one sentence, bro, in the script, the way that we sold it in the past would be like, okay, so Limitless Entrepreneur is a 12-month program. Okay, it's only $12,000 for the year. If you pay it in full, then you get a $2,000 discount. It's only $10,000. Or we have different monthly payment plans, right? And they'd be like, okay, what are the monthly payment plans? And that's the way we sold it for a long time, right? And then I realized, okay, if we go into the monthly payment plans, then you're like, okay, so what is it? $1,000 a month and blah, 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 blah. I was like, well, if you need that, but we can do a split pay, we can do a blah, blah, blah. It's like, but what's the benefit of doing anything else if you can just get started with $1,000, right? So like, why would they do anything else? So we're only collecting $1,000 on the first, you know what I mean? So it's like, why are we doing this? So then, and I learned this from just credit where it's due, Alex Hormozi, you're just a reel, just a random reel, bro. I'm like getting out of the, you know, bathroom or something like that. And then like my wife's there, I just grab my phone. And then I'm just like, she's sitting on her bed, like doing something. And I just like go on YouTube real quick. And then just like three swipes down, just watch this one reel from Alex Hormozi. I'm like, bro, I was like, what am I doing in my life? And then I just changed up. I just rushed downstairs, changed up this. I was like, okay, this is what we're doing. And I spent like an hour trying to figure out like all the numbers to make it all work out. And I was like, okay, this is a new thing. And we implemented it the next day. And it's been so much more cash collected. It's crazy. But the way what I ended up doing was, okay, we're never going to tell them the price of the program of $12,000. That's no longer the price. It's just $5,000 to get started and then only $500 a month after that. Right? So Limitless Entrepreneur, exactly. So Limitless Entrepreneur, you want to get started? Yes, blah, blah, blah. What's the price? So Limitless Entrepreneur, it's a 12-month program. Okay? It's just $5,000 to get started and then $500 a month after that. So now what's easier to swallow? $12,000, and yes, you have to pay $1,000, and $1,000 a monthly payment is like, that's a good chunk. So $1,000 a month, I have to deal with that, and I'm paying $12,000 on this thing. Or I got $5,000 on my credit card. I could do $5,000, right? It's like, you know what I mean? And they're only concerned about one or the other. They're only concerned about the monthly payment plan, or they're only concerned about the one-time cost to get in, which is only $5,000.
And right. Then let's role play for a second, right? Okay. let's role play. Let's have some fun with this. I It sounds good. I don't have the 5K.
Oh, okay. So you want to actually?
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't have the 5K.
So let me just ask you this really quickly, Chad. Sure. Is it that you want to get started with me, and then the only thing that's stopping us is the $5,000 to do so? Or, you know, if like you did have, imagine you had the money already, like would we be working together already?
Yeah, no, it's a money issue. I just don't have $5,000 in my bank account. I have like $500 in my account.
I got you. Okay.
I'm living paycheck to paycheck. What do I do?
This is something you really want to do, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Thank you for being transparent. You said you got $500 in the bank account. That's literally it.
Yeah, I'm living paycheck to paycheck right now.
No credit card or anything like that you can put this on?
Well, I have a credit card, but my limit is like $1,000.
I got you. So it sounds like if you max out your credit cards and you've depleted your bank account, you'd only be able to come up with $1,500 right now. Is that right?
Pretty much.
I got you. Okay. Well, there's a couple things that we can do here, right? Ultimately, at the end of the day, you want to work with me. I'd like to work with you, right? I don't think $5,000 is an insurmountable obstacle for us to be able to make that happen. Would you be open if I just shared with you different options that might make it easier for you to jump into a program like this?
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, cool. Excellent. So so we have different, you know, funding options, stuff like that. Like, how do you feel about your credit? And would you say that you have like good credit or bad credit or no credit?
Probably like 600 credit score, 650. So it's not that good.
Cool. Well, good news for you is that we've actually partnered with a funding partner that, and they had to do like all sorts of, you know, hoops that they put us through to be even able to offer this to you, to our prospects, right? They had to like scour the internet and see that no one's ever said a bad thing about working with us. They had to see like a million case studies and video testimonials and everything like that for them to trust the financial institutions that work with them to me. So they trust me, and now I get to give you some really, really awesome options for you to be able to jump into a program like this, okay? So that one, I mean, this partner, they have a guaranteed approval program, okay? And so what this means is that regardless of your income, regardless of your credit, whatever the case is, you'd still be able to jump into a program like this. And again, depending on credit worthiness and your options, you could jump in with as little as $300 a month on the low end and up to like around $600-$650 on the high end. You feel like you could swing a $650 monthly payment to jump into a program like this?
Yeah, dude, I just need to get clients. So that's why I'm signing up.
Exactly. And that's what we help you do, right? So, and you know, the best thing about this is that if you pay it off in full within 12 months, it's same as cash, 0% interest. It's like free money. Okay.
That's awesome. It's is a soft really 0% cash?
Really? Same as cash. Yeah. 0% interest if you pay it off within 12 months. Now, so you're telling me you can swing a $640 payment if it came down to it?
Yeah, I think I could. I mean, but how long would it take me to get in? Because I'm excited right now. I just want to get inside the program. Can I get in today? Would I be able to get in?
We can do it on this call. We can go ahead and start the process of the application process, right? And then you just set up a time, and they're really, really good about it. It's like 2:40 right now. So if we do it quick, we could actually get you in with on a call with them so that they can present their options to you probably in the next hour or so. All right. Is it cool if I drop a link for you to go ahead and apply?
Yeah, sure.
Sweet.
Then I'm assuming that's right. And then you're saying that it takes how many days until the whole approval, paperwork, phone call, all that crap? How long does it take?
Well, I wouldn't tell them on the call. I would do exactly.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm just saying, just for
Yeah. So for them, I think it depends, honestly. Like, it depends on what, like, they're really fast when it comes to.
What's the fastest you've seen it, and what's the longest you've seen it?
It's not about the company. It's about the prospect. Because the fastest, like, 240, if you wanted to get in right now, all that would happen is I'd give you the link. They say, whatever, it takes 1 to 2 hours, you know, for somebody to reach out to you, but I already gave you the booking link. So you click on the booking link, you check it out, and then you sign up for any open slot. And let's just say that's in 2 hours. Cool. It's in 2 hours, and they're going to present their options to you. If you say, yes, I accept on that call, and then you say, here's my first month $640 payment, then we're in the funding process already. You've selected it. You said yes. You paid them. And then I can onboard you today or tomorrow morning.
Okay.
But it's on the prospect, so, because they might say, oh, I got a review, or I got a blah, blah, blah. Right? But they could go through the whole process on the call and sign whatever agreement, whatever the case is.
They're taking an initial payment.
They're taking a payment.
Okay. So that's a different thing. So before, back in the day, they weren't taking anything. It was just like, I have to wait till you get approved for the whole thing. And then once they send me the whole thing.
But now we can.
Okay.
It's pretty sexy. Yeah.
Well, I have to reach back out to them for that. So you're saying, and just out of curiosity, if you can give me just a random, I know you probably don't have the right number, but let's say I send 10 people there, right? I know it's different for every person, but like, what are you seeing the approvals? Like, you know, you send them 10 people. Out of those 10 people,
100%.
100%.
It's a guaranteed approval program, bro.
No, but
it's,
I'm saying, how many people are you seeing that don't like back out of the whole process? You get what I'm saying? Because we had a lot of people that would just be like, dude, this is like, I don't like all this. This is too much for me. Like, to go through the whole funding and all that. Like, they start getting cold feet immediately.
Well, frustration comes from unmet expectations. So if you pre-frame them correctly, right, then we might be able to reduce that, you know, issue. Gotcha. Right. So you have to tell them like, kind of the way that I walked you through it, blah, 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 and then just set the right expectations of what's going to happen next. Right. So you just got to let them know that what's the deal is. If they come in and thinking that it's supposed to be one way and then they are met with something different, then that's going to cause that, you know, like, ooh, this doesn't feel right. You know what I mean? But this, if it feels exactly like it's supposed to feel, and the only way that they know what it's supposed to feel like is how you explain it to them, you know what I mean? Then you can probably mitigate that back.
You are literally, and how many people would you say usually go, you have three options. You have, they can pay you direct. I know you said that you have like a PayPal option, and then there's also the Ease financing option, right? So those are three, basically.
I would say we're finding, if I'm being honest, man, Ease is helping out a lot. We're finding is probably over 50% that go to funding.
I would expect that, because I'll be honest with you, 75% of the calls that we have in our coaching program are people that want to jump in, but just can't afford, you know, they just can't afford it right now. It's a big hope for them.
And I think there's also something earlier maybe in that process, right? Because for us, we will cancel calls that don't meet three qualifications. Right? So it depends on like
who.
Yeah. So it will depend on like what you're saying will depend on like the quality and the caliber of lead, right? Because if the large majority of people are coming in like that have, like you said, $500 in the bank account, right? Then we got problems. You know what I mean? It's like, maybe this is not the program for you, right? I am very, very big on making sure that, because what happens, right, is that every problem in this whole sales process is going to create some sort of collateral damage later on, right?
That's so why if we don't bring them on.
Yeah, if we bring on people, exactly. If we bring on people on the low end that don't have two pennies to rub together, then what's going to happen is that they're a type of person that, because everyone's life is the sum of the decisions they've made, right? And so they've either got mindset problems, they got something wrong where they can't put two pennies to rub together, right? And now all of that stuff is going to bleed into the group coaching calls. And then the real high caliber people are going to be, you know, feel, why am I in the room with this freaking person? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. We've had people like that in our group. We had to kick people out.
Exactly. And so that's why it's important that we have to, you know, maintain that culture. So that comes down to like, okay, the calls that we actually take.
So you ask three questions on, I'm assuming, when they're booking on Calendly or
on an app. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What are those three questions?
We ask a lot, but the way that we word them is there's only three that we're really looking for. Okay. But there's a flow. Okay. So just, you know what I mean? It's not like I'm just going to ask these questions just like that.
Yeah. We asked 10 questions as well.
Yeah.
And we have basically, we have two that's really the main qualifiers for us. I'm going to say mine first because I want to see if they're similar to yours.
Oh, that's the one. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So the first question that we ask is, how long has their agency been open? So that's definitely one qualifier. If their agency's been open, they just start, you know, they'll say just started, and we know that that's okay. It's probably not going to be a great call. Mm-hmm. If they're like, oh, I've been open for 3 years, we know that they're invested in their agency, right? Actually, I take that back. We asked three questions that are qualifiers. The second one is also, how many hours a week do you work in your agency?
Interesting. Right?
So if they're saying, oh, I only work 5 hours a week, well, we know that they're not really dedicated to scaling their agency because they're only working 5 hours a week, right? And then the third question we ask them is, do they have or we ask them how much they can afford to put into their agency to see growth, right? And then we give them like a thing where it's like zero, it's like $0, zero to 500, 500 to 1,000, 1,000 to 2,500, 2,500 to 5,000, 5,000 plus, and they have to select an option. Yeah. And we know basically on those three qualifiers that like this is going to be like if somebody comes in and like I'm brand new, I'm dedicating 5 hours a month to my a week to my agency, and I have $0 to jump in, that call's getting canceled.
For sure,
there's nothing to do there, right? So those are, and then obviously we ask all the other general ones like what's the biggest issues you're struggling with, you know, like like that, like we, you know, your basic qualifying questions, your basic other application questions to help steer the call. But what are the three that you're asking? Are they similar?
Yeah. Okay. So cool. And no, I don't ask any of those questions that you asked.
All right. Yeah. I was hoping you'd say that because I have questions to ask.
But so I'll talk to you about the three main qualifiers, and then I'll give you the rest of them that I also ask. So the one that I think of as a qualifier is like, and again, the reason I brought this up is like because it's so direct. There's a flow, right? So this the qualifier is where are you today in terms of monthly income, right? And then there's an asterisk that says feel free to include all income sources.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But before that, it says, "What is your monthly?"
You're not asking them agency, and you're asking them just because you want
to. Well, that's what I'm telling you. I'm talking about the three qualifiers. But like, if I were to, you know, take you from top to bottom, it would be like, "Are you a business coach or an agency owner?" Because that's who I want to work with, right? Yeah. And two is, if so, how many paying clients do you have? But I don't consider these qualifiers.
Okay.
So that's my point, right? Yeah. If so, how many paying clients do you have in a drop down 0 to 5 or blah blah blah, whatever the case is, right? And then it says, "What is your monthly revenue goal by this time next year?" Okay. And then this is the one I consider a qualifier, which is, and where are you today in terms of monthly income? Mm. And so that's why I say it's a flow, because it feels better to word it that way. It's like, where are you going? Where do you want to go, right, in terms of monthly income by this time next year? And where are you today, right? So that we're just like building a gap and building a bridge. And it's just like, okay, this is a next logical comment, but it really tells me with the asterisk, feel free to include all income sources. You might have a day job. You might have something else. You might, whatever the case is. And I'm okay if you're brand new. Right? Mm-hmm. Because we're going to sell you into our mid-tier coaching program. You would be disqualified from our Limitless Mastermind, right? Which is our 30K program, right? Gotcha. But this, I can sell those people all day long, right? That's fine. And then there's other questions where it says, where do you feel you need the most help with your business? Check all that out, apply. And then we go through the six, you know, different things of the business. I can give you the answers, but if you'd prefer, we can just
move on. You're good. Keep going.
Yeah. Okay. And then the next one is, consider this call a complimentary coaching call with an elite 7-figure business coach. What do you hope to get out of it? Ooh. And then is there anything in particular you're struggling with that you'd like to receive some clarity on during the call? I really, because when they're coming into this particular app, they're like, this is a war room session. We call it a war room session. So they're coming in, and the idea of all the pre-frame that happened leading up to them filling out this app is, what is a war room session? It's the first thing that we do with all of our clients, right? You cannot work with us in any long-term engagement without a war room session, because this is where we create an absolute game plan on how do you get you to your financial goals in the fastest, easiest, most most surest way possible, right?
Yeah. And how long is this call, by the way?
It's about 45 minutes 45 or so, minutes. But yeah, they go over, to. But they go over. Yeah.
And you're, who's taking the calls? You?
So we have we had another closer on our team as well, and I'm looking to replace myself, but yes, currently cool. I am taking those calls as well, depending on how they answer these questions. So the one qualifier so far was the, where are you today in terms of monthly income? And then after, now these are the other two qualifiers. If we found that it made perfect financial and logical sense for us to work together on a deeper level, how willing would you be to invest in the growth of your business right now? Right? Right. And then I give them three options. Now, the first two, it's okay. The third one, it's a disqualification. Yeah. Okay. So it's like, the first answer is, I am ready to shortcut my success by investing in my business's growth. I am willing to consider the possibility of investing in my business's growth. And the third is, I will not invest in the growth of my business right now. Right? So that's how willing. And then the next question is, if it did make sense for us to work together, would you have access to the capital you needed to invest in the growth of your business right now? We don't ask that. We don't give them options of how much. They have no idea how much it's going to cost.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. If it did make sense for us to work together, would you have access to the capital you needed to invest in the growth of your business right now? I give them those three options. I have the financial resources to invest in the growth of my business right now. I can access the financial resources I would need to invest in the growth of my business right now if the opportunity made sense. And third, I have no access to any financial resources to invest in the growth of my business right now, nor would I be able to obtain any, right? That's so, and then, so the disqualification is just like, I will not, so if they're making, so the qualification is, if they're making under $5,000 a month, okay? If they say, I will not invest in the growth of my business right now, or if they say, I have no money and I can't even get money if I wanted to, right? Yeah. So those, all three of them are disqualifiers. Yeah. They don't need all three. Any one of them would be a disqualifier. The way that we go about doing it is, since we have appointment setters, they'll, if somebody answers incorrectly, then they'll reach back out and just, hey, I noticed that you mentioned XYZ, right? Tell me a little bit more about that and blah, 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 blah. And then they have scripts. Ooh, that,
so they're going so, through deeper.
And then, and then they'll say,
how are you getting, maybe this will help me understand like how these people, how are most people booking right now, or are they coming
Pepper and our appointment setters. Pepper.
So yeah, you're just, you're doing straight DMs. That's all you're doing?
We just recently started doing ads to our, an actual funnel that we created, right?
And the DM strategy that you're using for this, just like high level overview, is just like, are you giving them something for free and then, you know, DMing them a little bit later, asking them if they're interested in a coaching program and then doing the app? Like, what's your just top level?
Yep. So inside of Messenger, I believe there's like really two main ways. I mean, I guess you just introduced a third, I thought, you know, if I think about it. But when we think of like shortening the sales cycle, I think there's two main ways that we go about pitching somebody inside of Messenger. One is what we call the perfect messenger framework. And this is where we're going deep into their pain points, their current situation, their goals, their ambitions, their desires, et cetera, et cetera. And then we simply offer them a recommendation. Cool if I offer you a recommendation, man. I feel like I have a good understanding of where you're at and stuff like that. Are you okay if I share with you, you know, an insight here, right? And they're like, yeah, sure, hit me. And you're like, dude, I really think that we should jump on a call, right? Or I really think that you should meet up with my partner, Thomas, or my partner, Tony, right? Because he's really good when it comes to whatever problems they said. And I think that you guys would really hit it off and you probably get a lot out of the conversation, right? Would you be open to that? And so that's where it's like, we go deep, they feel acknowledged, understood, heard, all that stuff. Then we offer a recommendation, which is jumping on a call to speak to somebody. Right?
When they're jumping on a call, they're going through that app though, right?
And then, exactly. So then when they say
a sales thing at some point in this, because
I mean, well, that's, and sometimes we get pushback there, right? Because we say blah, 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 blah. And then, but what's cool about this is that we give them a link and they're like, most people just book. Most people just book, you know what I mean? But some people will either, you know, be kind of clever on the answers and stuff like that. But the only thing that we leave in terms of a mandatory requirement, these aren't required questions that they have to answer. The only required question is the last one, which says, time is the most valuable resource we have. I will respect yours. Will you show me the same courtesy by showing up on time in a quiet, distraction-free environment ready to work? That's the only required one that they have to say yes to. Right?
Gotcha.
Everything else they don't, but most people answer them. Right? You know, because they've already agreed. And the reason why is because they feel like they'll renege. They feel like they're going to go back on their word.
Yeah.
I just agreed to a call and now I'm here to book and blah, blah, blah. And like, I don't want to answer these questions, but I'm going to anyway. Right?
If you don't mind me asking, how many of these sales calls are you guys booking every month for your mid-ticket program?
Yeah. So each appointment setter will do generally around in a month, probably if they're ramped up, it'll be between ideal situation would be 40, but it's probably more realistic around 30 to 40. But it takes probably a 2 to 3 month ramp up period to get there. Most people are probably doing like 15 to 20 or something like that. You know what I mean?
Great, dude. Cause each one of those are high. That's high ticket. You're high ticket.
It is.
What's your close rate? What's a close rate that you guys have right now? And that's in this mid ticket department.
You know, what's so funny is that, my, Thomas is just, so he's been doing it, you know, like I'm training him up and everything like that. Right. All these different things. And he's taken a lot more calls than I have recently, but he's beat me the last couple months in terms of a close rate. So, which is like
a great thing.
Yeah, it's a great thing. And I would say it's not entirely, you know, but I don't know, whatever. I don't have any ego about it.
I hire somebody and they're closing more than I am.
I think I was in a rut though. It's not, I think where he's at is expected. So it's around 30%, right?
That's great, dude.
Yeah,
that's a great close rate for a high ticket product like that out of a cold DM.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And you know what's DMs, really,
dude, can I share something with you?
Yeah, sure,
you know what's
man.
Really cool? You know what's really cool is that, like, I'm really proud of, I'm really excited about. So, like, the concept of Limitless Mastermind is like building a limitless business, right? And so we define a limitless business as a business that can run without you and grow without you, right? Mm-hmm. Cool. So like, how do we get out of, how does the entrepreneur get out of the business, right? That's a limitless business, a business that can run without you and can grow without you, and you're an actual owner of the business instead of just an operator, right? So what's really cool is that I'm practicing what I'm preaching, and I'm getting out of this. And yeah. So in Limitless Entrepreneur, and you know, maybe people see it, but like, I do a weekly group coaching call, but I don't have the interactions with the Limitless Entrepreneur clients that I do with my Limitless Mastermind clients, okay? So there's people that get into this program that don't know who I am.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So I'm the coaching, you know what I mean? Like, this is my company. Yeah. I'm like, you
that's
know,
our coaching program.
In our space. Yeah. But in our space, bro, that's
a long time, dude. I ran the coaching program. I ran our coaching program for like the first year and a half. Then we had another guy that came in, Angel, who ran it for like about 2 years. And then we switched another coach after that ran it also for almost 2 years as well. And right now we're actually rebranding, we're new coaches, new brand new education. Like, we're renaming the whole thing. We want like a facelift for the whole thing, because we've been running for like 6 years.
Yeah.
And we just want something fun, fresh, like a new theme, new environment, new everything.
Yeah.
I actually have a couple questions for you. I want to dive a little bit deeper into this before we run out of time here, because I'm interested more in the coaching stuff, because it's a project I'm working on right now with our new head coach that we just brought on. First of all, I learned a lot from the E stuff, like the financing stuff. I'm 100% going to be implementing that back into our strategy. I'm glad that they changed a bunch of things, because last time we did it, we had like a handful of people that went through, and you know, that was cool, but like, it just was such a hassle. So I'm glad to hear that they made some changes there. I'm definitely going to make some changes to our Calendly appointment system. Another question I have for you is, the people that are actually getting the DMs, right? Are these people that have like just joined your Facebook group and then, you know, they're going through the DM process?
That's where I was excited to share, is because there are people that are going off of my appointment setters' personal Facebook profiles inside of Messenger. And it's never about, hey, you get to work with Franco. It's about the outcome of what they're looking at, right?
Gotcha.
And then they get onto a sales call with our closer, and then Franco's name is never mentioned on the call. And so they'll get into the program with legitimately never knowing or having ever seen my face, right? So the DMs that they're getting is using Pepper, which is essentially, you know, the lead generation from various different Facebook groups.
Yep.
And from the appointment setter's personal profile. Right. And then starting those conversations. And then they have a script, which is the second aspect, because I talked about the Perfect Messenger framework. And that second component was the Power Offer script, which is a very compelling, you know, quick paragraph. It doesn't start off like, there's one message designed to get a response. And then from there, it's just one qualifier to make sure that we're talking to the right person. And then we have one, you know, quick paragraph that makes it's so compelling, so intriguing. It's just like, the answer is yes, I'm interested. And when they say yes, I'm interested in learning a bit more, then they've already subconsciously agreed to a call. And then we just say, sweet, let's jump on a call.
How many new coaching members did you bring on last month into this mid-tier program? Like, how many new people did you sign up?
Last month, I would say probably just over a dozen, I think, you know, last month.
Dude, that's great. Because you're talking about a high ticket. You're talking about a $12,000 sale, $10,000, $12,000.
Yeah. And again, depending on like, you know, but cash collected wouldn't necessarily be that unless they pay in full. But yeah.
So let's say I come in. I want to go through the journey of now the user for a minute or two, because I'm interested about this part too. So let's say I sign up. Let's just continue that. I sign up. Whatever payment option I do, it doesn't matter. Whatever. Right. Let's just say I'm in. I paid somehow. Right. What am I getting? Am I in? When I ask, what am I getting? I'll give you examples. Like, am I getting Slack for communication? Am I in school or Kajabi? Am I getting calls once a week? Do I have private coaching sessions that I get? Like, what's like the top level included in your program that I'm actually
getting? Top level or the mid tier?
No, in the mid tier, but what's like just like a high level overview of?
Oh, high level. I got you. Yeah. So there's like the three C's, right? So it's like the coaching, community and content portal, right? Yep. So the content portal, you sell these all differently, right? But our content portal, and I could like walk you through things if I would share screen, but I'd probably get too in depth.
Yeah, just real quick, like where's your content hosted? Is it on School, Kajabi?
My content is on Kajabi. My content is on Kajabi, and there's like a roadmap. So we have a roadmap on if you check off all these boxes, and each box there's is assigned like a module inside of the content portal, right? Gotcha. So then we go through the selling, and that's the roadmap, right? And that would be the Kajabi content portal. The coaching is done on Zoom. We have 4 weekly coaching calls that are all focused on different pieces of the client acquisition system, because the overarching goal of Limitless Entrepreneur is to have a reliable client acquisition system where you get leads every single day and clients every single week, right? So that's the idea.
And who's doing those 4? Is it the same person doing the 4 calls?
No. So we have different coaching and guest experts as well. So Mondays, for instance, and not everybody, majority of them are using Pepper when they get into the program, because that's the hook that we use to get people in.
Yep.
But the system is built that even if Pepper died, I would still be selling this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because of the coaching, the education that's involved and the help. So Mondays are paid ads, which is happening right now as we're talking, right? So it's like the paid ads, workshop as well. So anybody.
So you have somebody, is it just like your main person that just runs the calls? Like
it's our media buyer. We have a dedicated client success coach for every single team member, but one of them facilitates all of the coaching.
Can I ask you something? Because I was always interested. I see a lot of people doing this, and we wanted to do this too. How do you pay those people? Like, do you pay them $100 to come on and do a call every week or something like that? Oh, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'd be making a lot more money if I paid them only $100.
I was just giving you an example. Like, how, not $100, but like, how do you work deals with these people?
It's a great question. I think so. Just talk about the quality of people, the caliber of people, right? So one of our coaches sold his agency for $2 million on a 5-year buyout. So he's making like $30,000 a month. You know, I mean, he doesn't need this. Like, I can't pay him.
Yeah, that's enough. That's what I'm asking. Like, these people that are coaching are usually making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or else they wouldn't be a coach.
Exactly, right? But in his case, right? So the reason I'm bringing this up is because the 3 head coaches that I have are absolutely in love with me, right? So, you know, one of our sales trainer also, his house is unbelievable, bro. The guy is making bank, you know what I mean? Like, and he doesn't need to do this, but it's so much fun. Like, but
he does it once a week, every week.
Well, he does it 3 times a week, and only because he runs the Tuesdays and the Thursdays, but then we have a mastermind call. We have 1 weekly mastermind call that is only reserved for our top level Limitless Mastermind, right?
Gotcha.
So our mid tier is, so we got 5 throughout.
If I'm in the mid tier though, I get 4.
You get 4. Exactly. Get 4. Right. But all of for the mastermind, all of the head coaches have to be on that call every Friday.
Yeah.
Right.
Gotcha. So not to confuse anything or get out of context. So if I'm on the mid tier, I get 4 calls. Just really quickly. It's a Facebook ads call. What are the other ones?
It's paid ads, and then it's it's an appointment setting. Okay. So any one-on-one conversation with a prospect, we call it Roast My Messenger. So people come on with like 10 tabs open of their one-on-one conversations, and then they'll share their screen, and then our sales trainer will come on and say, this is why you know they ghosted you, this is what you should have said instead, this is what we can say now, blah, 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 blah. And then they're training them on prospecting. The third one, we cycle through. That's the one I run, and that's what on Wednesdays. And we cycle through whatever the community needs. Sometimes we'll bring on guest experts and trainers, and other
like
times
open
we'll,
Q&A.
Hot seat, and other times it will be a content clinic, right?
Gotcha.
And we focus on any of the content, right? One to many, so a webinar, YouTube, emails, you know, anything content, Facebook profile, you know, reels, etc. And then on Thursdays, it's actual sales call reviews and role playing sessions.
Cool, like that. Yeah, so 4 calls a week, and 4 separate people doing each one of those calls.
One of them, the sales trainer, handles 2 of those calls. Oh, but yes.
Okay. So all right. So now I get the context. So like you were saying, the guy sold his agency $2 million, making $30,000 a month. Like, what do you pay this guy to get dedicate an hour a week or whatever? How long are these calls? 1 hour?
90 minutes.
90 minutes. Okay. So an hour and a half.
Yeah. 90 minutes. I have a different deal with each of them. In terms of like, but again, the big thing is the extra added, you know, benefits. So I'll say it's, I pay them a monthly salary, okay, right? I pay them a monthly salary. So anywhere between, you know, let's call it $1,000 to, you know, $5,000, depending on the extra stuff.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
Okay. In that figure.
And they're just showing up to the calls. They're not.
And then other people depending on how many calls they attend, right? You know what I mean? So if they don't attend a call, right, they don't actually make that. So they can make up to a certain amount, right, depending on what they attend.
And are they just showing up and doing the calls and leaving, or are they actually servicing the community through maybe your next thing that you were going to say? So where is like the actual chat hosted? Is it Slack?
No, they're not Facebook even group? They have zero obligation to speak to the clients in that way. Okay. But that's what I'm saying. It's just like, it's not line items, if that makes sense. Our agreement is not like line items. This is what I get in exchange for this, right?
Yeah, they're just coming and helping out.
They freaking love me, dude, right? And I love them, and we're like family. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I mean? So that's what it is, right? So it's like, I mean, I don't know if this plays anything, right? Where it's a Christian-based organization, and all of my coaches and team members and everything like that, you know, not, I don't want to say my team members, but all of the coaches and stuff like that are believers. And so everyone is working unto the Lord, if that makes sense, right? So,
that's cool,
so you know, what's cool is that, like, I pay them, and I just gave you a range because I really don't want to put out people's...
Yeah, you don't have to. And that's fine. That's fine. I get it.
Yeah, but I give you a range there of like what I might pay, depending on the role that's in. But they go over and above and beyond. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I trust, and they'll never leave me dry. I've never, in years that I've been doing this, I've never been left high and dry in the sense that you know, they just didn't show up or something. Exactly, right?
It's respect.
It's respect. And then you know, but if they do have to take whatever the case is, right? Like, we just all cover for each other. It's amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
So your content's on Kajabi, calls are on Zoom, and then where's your
community for our mid tier is in Facebook group, but our high level is on Slack. And our high level
separate that. What's the
thing? Because I wanted to get off of Facebook. So I'm not on Facebook anymore, bro. I don't know if you saw, but I haven't posted anything. And this is crazy because in 2017 is when I jumped into the space, and it was just like everything was my content and everything like that. But now we're using Pepper and appointment setters and this script, and people are coming in, and there's no need for me to do content anymore. It's right. Amazing, so it's yeah. Amazing. So I just got rid of Facebook, dude. So I haven't posted.
So you high ticket on. Year. Yeah. Higher ticket is on, and that's a 30K program. So if they want to pay 30K, they get you in Slack, and that's where you're hanging out and answering questions and coaching.
And that's my, yeah, exactly. But they
so
get
who's
a lot
in the
of
Facebook group. Is it the coaches in the Facebook group? Who's actually manning the communication?
The facilitator that is the client success coach that handles all the Zoom coaching calls and stuff like that. He's on. So there's always a head coach that is running the thing. But then we got the dedicated client success coach that is like facilitating it. So he's the common face for everyone.
It's awesome, dude.
Right.
I've learned a lot. Because I'm really, really happy I did this call, because we're making so many changes to our coaching program to just make it 10 times better. And we were going to do a lot of the things, and some of the things I'm not going to do anymore after having this call. Like I'm going to take a lot of the advice that you gave me. And then, so now you just started running ads now. You're now getting into the ads game. And that, by the way, this is a big eye opener for a lot of people in the game that are doing coaching or selling courses or coaching programs or anything like that. Like, you've been doing this for years already, and you've been doing it straight up organic using Facebook DM, and you've made millions of dollars. I see the two Comic Club awards on there. You've made millions of dollars doing this, and you haven't ran any ads.
Yeah,
dude, right. it's amazing, because people always think I don't have a following, I need to run ads, right? I don't have a big following, I need to run ads. It always goes to that. But the reality is there's other ways to get there. I'm going to ask you one more question. I'm going to close this out. In your mid-tier package, what you're teaching them, for, because usually most agency owners that come into our programs really what they're struggling with is like the I call it the domino effect, right? It's like, well, if I can't get anybody on, if I can't prospect, that's issue number one. If I can't book calls, that's issue number two. And if I can't close, that's issue number three. And it's kind of like a domino effect, right? So mm-hmm. like the problem that we see is on the prospecting side of it, right? It's people are like scattered. So like, I want to do cold calling. I want to do Facebook DMs. I want to do email blasts. I want to do Facebook ads. I want to do this. I want to do that. And they're like, they're all, there's like 100 different ways that you can prospect realistically, right? What are you teaching in your coaching program that you're seeing is the best way to do it? Like, and are you teaching multiple different prospecting methods, or are you just, is it just like pepper and that's it? Or is it you teaching other things too?
I've had a lot of experience with all of them except for ads, which I'm recently jumping into. So strategic partnerships, affiliates, you know, like through Pepper, we've got like affiliate army and everything like that. Yep. Right. And then, and then through the cold outreach, obviously. Right. And then through content, cause I've been doing that forever. And then the other, only other way to do it is paid advertising as well. Right. So we have experience in all of it. Okay. Because our sales script and our outreach method to get new clients primarily has been using Pepper, and then we show that somebody's actually going through the same process that we're then going to be teaching them. So the proof's in the pudding. Then the majority of people come in with that in mind, and we're very, very good at that, right? But then there's other people that come in that it might not work for their business model because they might be a marketing agency for a different type of business owner that you won't just find on Facebook. Yeah. You know what I mean, or yeah. they're very specific, or, you know, custom, where they want to do work locally or something like that, that maybe Facebook groups aren't the answers for them. And then we'll still solve, you know, those problems. It's just the sales presentation will shift depending on what it is that they need. Right. So in terms of like I always say what works.
If I go into your portal in Kajabi, do you have like multiple different, or like we, for us as an example in Kajabi, because we host ours in Kajabi too, we're actually moving it over into school now for another conversation, right? But we've been hosting ours in Kajabi for years. And when you go in, you log in, it literally there's a module there that says prospecting, and then there's sub modules where it's like cold calling, and then a bunch of stuff on cold calling, Facebook DMs. I actually think we have you there for Pepper. We have, emails, right? The list, organic email stuff, right? Like just multiple ways.
You have something a little bit different than we do in that regard, right? Because we don't teach them cold calling. We don't teach them cold email. What we would do if those situations did come up, we would bring in a guest expert that would come in and just do a full-blown training, A to Z, right?
So what's your core thing?
Our core thing would be the cold outreach. Yeah.
Got you.
We're prospecting with Pepper, exactly, right? DMs or LinkedIn or anything like that, right? That would be the core thing if I were to say. But also, how do I word this? When somebody jumps in, we'll give them different content portals depending on what it is that they needed in the sales presentation. So they would have the Limitless Agency content portal, and then they would learn so much more beyond even the scope of just prospecting, if that makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
Because I can't get somebody excited about taking on 12 new clients a month if it would break their business to do so, right? So then we have to deal with the foundation and the infrastructure of their agency. And then the way that they jump into the program is because, I have no idea what I'm doing. Frank was going to teach me what I'm doing, which is the content portal right there, to update the foundation so that we can then install later the client acquisition system. You know what I mean?
And for those guys, the agency owners that are coming in, how are they fulfilling their orders?
I tell them, the big thing for us is that when I say this, and it's funny because I can't use this anymore, really, because since we got that media buyer that comes in and trains them, I was like, you're not going to learn SEO. You're not going to learn PPC. You're not going to learn Facebook ads. You're not going to learn all these different things, right? It's like, the difference is, you know, between my clients and other agency owners out there, stuff like that. It's like other agency owners, they make money with their hands, right? Our clients make money with their brains.
Yep.
Okay. So we are going to show you how to actually build a business. And I use this analogy, and I'll share it with you as well. So we call it like, if you wanted to build a world-class restaurant, there's only two ways to go about doing it, right? Well, one is you would go to culinary school, become a world-class chef, and then open up a restaurant. Boom, you get a world-class restaurant where you're slaving over the stove, cooking the delicious meals for the hungry customers. Or the other way to do it is to open up shop and go find and hire world-class chefs and cooks. And then you get paid the lion's share of the profit based off of the ambiance you create from the hungry customers and your people, your chefs that will actually be the ones slaving over the stove. You tell me what sounds better to you.
Yeah.
Right. And then they're like, yeah, I want the latter. I was like, okay, yeah. You just spent the last 3 years learning SEO. Why?
Yeah. I think for us, like one of the biggest attractions of our coaching program that we have is the fact that we, obviously, being a fulfillment company, right, at DashClicks, we heavily lean on that. So we're like, dude, you can come in. We don't even need to learn any of this stuff. Obviously, you need to learn the basics.
Yeah, and you're in ours. You're in ours in terms of fulfillment. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you don't even know how to sell. And that's why I think DashClicks has blown up so much is because every single agency coach, not every single, but a lot of the agency coaching programs, I'll give you an example. Like Grant Cardone, he has a marketing like consultant, you know, start your own marketing course. We are the affiliate for white label fulfillment and software providers, right? So it's like, yeah, it's not just Grant Cardone. It's a bunch of other people. I think you said we're in your suit. Like,
yeah.
And it's the reality of what it is. Like fulfillment is half of the headache. So if you can 100%. Cut that and just teach them the first 50%, then they don't need it. It just makes things so much easier, right? So that's pretty cool. Well, anyways, look, I have learned a lot. I know we're going on about an hour now, and I could go on for days with you because I really enjoy these types of this is like where I live. That's why I love doing this podcast, right? So thank you so much for jumping on. Thank you for your time, brother. Franco, in case they want to reach out to you about anything, where's the best place that they can find you? I know it's not Facebook anymore, so where is it?
I don't know what to put here, bro. But
what's your website? Where's the best place that they can reach out?
Mastermind.org. You learn my story.
There you go. Limitlessmastermind.org. Franco, as always, thank you so much for jumping on. This has been another episode of Behind the Revenue. I'm sure we will have you on here probably again in the near future. Looking forward to all your success and amazing milestones to come, brother. And thank you once again for your time. Have an amazing day.
You too, brother. Talk soon.
Hey, do you want more of the Behind the Revenue podcast? Look, join our private Facebook group where marketing agencies from all over the world are sharing strategies, network, and scale their businesses together. Visit facebook.com/groups/DashClicks to get instant access. And also, if this podcast helped you in any way, please do me a favor, share it with friends, leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify. That really helps build our community.